Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
In this week's episode of Triple T,
I wear the Hanes ball sack pouch.
It's like, I'm not going to listen to that goddamn person. What the hell do they know? Well, they've been around and seen some shit, so I'm pretty sure they know a little bit more about it. Maybe they might not know as much about this or that, but that goes with anything.
Christ, you just described my fucking marriage. You see a doctor for whatever is apparently leaking from your anus or your dick that's causing acid burns to blow out in your underwear.
Hey, Christians!
It's like you wake up in the morning and put Preparation H on your lips and then go out for the day.
Everybody, for whatever reason, you start off listening, and then according to the analytics that I don't look at, I'm gonna have to guess it trickles off with a little bit because everybody loves short form content. They have the attention span of a gnat. So what we'll do before we get in there, we'll say shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network and our podcast of the month. It's February, so it's all the beautiful things that begin with F. Films and Firm and Friends Talking Nerdy. Check them out and all the other amazing podcasts, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Let's also check out Copper John's Beard because they're awesome. Makes my beard shiny and healthy. And you can use code BEARDLAWS. I think Toby has a code. You can use his. I know
Toby,
Dan doesn't have one
Toby
yet.
Toby 2.
No, not yet.
The number two.
So check that out, and if you do need a reminder on the codes, I will not only hook Dan up, but I will check out Toby's. Again, I think it is Toby 2. If it doesn't work, either pay full price or use Beard Laws. And for whatever reason, a company sent me a pair of boxers, and I'm wearing it, but I'm not a model, so there's no chance in hell I'm taking pictures of just me in some boxers. All citizens. You guys can check them out if you want. What do you guys, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, I keep asking all my buddies, like, what do you normally pay for kind of under? Like, I'm a boxer brief guy. You know what I mean? And I usually go to, like, the Walfarts or a store like that, a big chain, and I'll get, like, a combo pack for, like, $15 or something. Has four or five pairs. Some people are paying, like, $35, $40 for one pair of boxers that if mistake a fart and you shit in them, that the pair of boxers is done.
Bro, I get the I wear the Hanes ball sack pouch.
There you go.
Yeah. Boxer briefs that they got out now. They're comfortable as hell, I'm not gonna lie. And I get them in a pack, and because I was like, you know what, I need to replace like all the, because we're men, so naturally we have the same underwear that we had since high school. Well, probably not Dan, because he's gained a lot of weight since high school, so his is probably
no,
changed.
It's the same.
You were this fat in high school?
No, I wasn't this, but it was probably close.
Well, but the thing is so I started ordering them from Amazon, like one pack of three a month would come in until I had enough where I was like, all right, we're swapping out three old ones for three new ones, three old ones for three new ones, and now that's all I've got now.
Do you have the hole? Do you get the holes like in the crotch area, like a lot on yours or no? Because I, for whatever reason, they get so old, and then right like
you might
under the balls, like in the inner leg.
Yeah,
they like you, get the holes.
Two things. One, you might want to bathe more.
I do.
Once
a day is good, right?
And two, see a doctor for whatever is apparently leaking from your anus or your dick that's causing acid burns to blow out in your underwear.
Or you're walking, or your legs are just walking too close together, causing a lot of friction.
Do you not have a thigh gap?
No, I do. Yeah, I mean, there's a gap. I don't know. It's probably the acid and the stuff from there. I mean, with the IBS and the toxic,
do the dogs,
and shitty diet.
Do you have a dog chew on your underwear?
No. I mean, I have dogs. They don't chew on the underwear. I mean, these are the pair of underwear that are grand,
my kids
probably
might chew
5
on mine
to 10.
Once in a while.
The kids chew on your underwear? I feel like that's a thing.
So let me explain why Dan's here today. One,
yes, we forgot to introduce him.
Yeah, so this is Lollygag Dan, or Dan, friend of mine for quite a long time. He's, don't mind his face, he's a little Down syndrome-y. But I figured since Ubin couldn't be here, we needed another, fairly rich person to have on the show that has like that orthodontal kind of money. That's Dan. So yeah. Dan makes so much money, he essentially just sits back and adopts children for profit. So he's got that whole thing going on. It's kind of like this really cool niche that he's got. Like, he's cornered the market on it.
Yeah.
He specializes in black children adoption. It's pretty unique.
I mean, money's money. So
he's like, I don't know where to go from here. And that's what dudes do. You get a guy. It's like you show up to a bar. You haven't seen this guy. He's like, hey, I'm in town. You guys want to catch up for a beer real quick? And then he walks into the bar, and it's like instantly, well, we haven't seen you in a couple of years. We instantly have to start busting your balls.
Being a foster and adopted dad is one of the easiest things you could ever do. So
until apparently they become like
no stress,
get into double digit ages.
Kids are always healthy and respectful. It's great. No mental health issues.
None. Nope.
Yeah.
And they're cheap to feed. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I'm a caseworker, you know, so.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I've always wanted to ask this of Dan. Dan, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
So you being a caseworker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you adopting children, is this like a weird form of insider trading that like you're doing? Like, are you seeing the stock drop on these kids and you're like, that's the one. I'm going to grab this one and I'm going to make profit.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, it's kind of a little more on the random side of things. They're not really quite connected. They're connected. They're connected and not connected. Okay. I have not met somebody in the shelter and they're like, hey, you got my kid, don't you? Which could happen. It hasn't. But
so, Matt, let me give you a little bit of information about Dan. On like being on the real side, this man is a goddamn saint. I'm not lying. I cannot compete with the heart that this guy has. So he's got what, 6 adopted kids?
We adopted 7 actually. And one has passed away. Unfortunately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's 7. He's adopted 7 kids. He works at a shelter. He helps the homeless. Like.
Worked in the shelter for, okay, so worked in shelter for 11 years. 12 years, sorry. And then I went on to be a case manager for housing. And so I help people that are coming out of the shelter to sustain their housing. So, yeah.
Wow. Nobody's going to be able to compete with that. Like, no wonder why you spend most of your time dressed up as like a church dude, a pastor, or pastor. Or,
oh, no. Don't do that. Don't.
That's what
don't
makes
get
me
into
not
that
a
conversation.
Saint. That's what makes me not a saint.
I know.
There's a balance. You know what I'm saying?
thick sarcasm for that one. I've seen the content. Yeah. But you got to release that somehow. You know what I mean? You're so good all day. Sometimes you just got to flip it a little bit. You know, and you're doing it from the comfort of your home. It's not like you're out in a public place trying to make content dressed up like that. Or
you know, trying to piss people off at the Pat Priest. Trying to piss people off.
Well, you've got the...
Those react videos from YouTubers.
Yeah, he's got the Bad Priest content, and then he's got an entire page called Heretical Dan.
Yeah,
that's my favorite to go through the comment sections.
Oh my gosh, it's starting to ramp up again. It was dull for a while. So the thing about me, I love trolls. I love getting a bad troll comment. One, because I know for a fact that it's not true. I'm fucking secure in the fact that this person doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And so I just enjoy messing with them, right? So with the Heretical Dan, it's obviously like I deconstruct from Christianity. I'm a agnostic atheist right now, so that's kind of for that. It's support people that are coming out of the church and that need support. But of course you're going to get the Christian trolls in the comment section. So one was like the other day, no, you're wrong and you're going to pay for it. Okay, I said
great.
Okay,
argument.
Yeah, right. Go ahead and, you know, prove that claim. Please prove your statement. Well, Jesus was 100% a real person. And if you don't believe in Satan, or if you believe in Satan, then you're just contradicting yourself. I'm like, so I made a video and I'm like, so I actually do believe that Jesus might have been a real person. I don't believe in Satan, but I also don't believe that Jesus was a god or something like that. But again, like, prove how I'm going to pay for what I'm doing. And they didn't respond, obviously.
Yeah, they back out pretty quick.
Yeah.
What we should do, we should have a best or worst comment of the week. Each time, whether it's on Dan's account, Toby's account, somebody, where we just see like a comment that just stands out, or maybe you just randomly are scrolling and there's just, because I don't know, you guys, I mean, all of the content that we soak in all the time, most of the time I'm not there for the comments, or I'm not there for the content. I'm there for the comments. I love seeing those top comments and just, they make me giggle. I should screenshot a couple and just be like, dude, set up the scene a little bit and be like, look at this freaking comment. They win this week.
So Laja and I, like, Laja sends me videos that specifically, it's the rush to the comment session videos. Mm. And there was a guy who, I'm not wanting to say it was like dwarfism, but he definitely, like, his legs, he's very short, stiff legs too, but it's all like one piece legs. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm getting ready to run this 40. And I'm like, oh God. And Laja was like, straight to the comments. Well, I always have to watch the video before I go to the comments. And this guy is just like, and he's just moving these little, as fast as he can, you're just hearing this, fuff, 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 fuff. And it seems like it's going on forever. And so, of course, when he gets done, he's like, what was the time? And they were like, he's like, okay, try this in a 4.6, you know, hopefully a 4.8. And he gets done and he's like, 10 seconds? He goes, that's not bad. And I immediately go to the comment, and the very first comment says, homie just ran a 40 in 4 years. I was like, God damn it. I was like, God damn it.
I love the comment culture. Like, people rush to videos just to see if they can get those thousands of likes on a comment. And when some people hate them. I love them.
Yeah. When it's said for the purposes of humor and not hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's a definite difference between making kind of like a rude or snide comment sarcastically for the purposes of humor and making one that is designed to be hurtful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love them both.
The one thing that a lot of comedians are getting pissed about that I keep seeing stuff on is people that are going to shows and doing stupid shit to try to make the clips. So this will like make a clip culture. Yeah. And that's
you can blame Matt Rife for that.
Like, and Matt a lot of Rife, them, I think, do without blaming directly him, but
yeah, Matt Rife. I mean, a lot of comedians actually will make comments about it. You know, like Matt Rife made crowd work, you know, fashionable. Where we've all been doing crowd work throughout our careers, we just never made it the it thing. And because crowd work is so randomized, that's why That's one of the reasons Matt Rife says that he posts his crowd work instead of his most of his actual stand-up, because he doesn't want to reveal his actual jokes from his stand-up on social media, because he doesn't want somebody taking them. Or, I mean, you got to be in the comedy world, you got to be careful with what you tell people, because there's Carlos Mencia all over the place. So but the problem is, by Matt doing that, it's causing people to go to comedy shows and yelling out, and it's fucking up a lot of these comics, because it breaks your stand-up rhythm. You've got a very specific set that you want to get through.
That's mm-hmm. the hard thing too, is like, you know, when you find your niche, the thing that made him famous was the TikTok videos of him just working the crowd. And once you find that, it's like, okay, yeah, this is working. I'm going to continue to do this because it works. And that's the thing about TikTok. Once you find that thing that works, you got to continue doing it. Otherwise you're not going to get the views. If what you're trying to establish, some type of fame, get your audience. That's what you do.
What do you guys think is one of, if not the worst niche, however you guys say it, that somebody landed in? Because I recently, we saw where the dude, Barfly 777 or whatever, he goes to hotels and actually cooks food in hotel sinks and shit. Like the other day I saw a video, he had the meat, took the meat, put it right on the sink, and then had one of those things that I can never, it's some, I think, French word, where you put the thing in the water and it instantly boils it. It's like, it looks like a handheld mixer, like a sous something or whatever. Then it boils the water and he cooks the food in there, cuts all the like tomatoes and stuff on the hotel towels. And he just makes a whole thing where that's his thing. He goes to hotels and cooks food, raw meat, whatever, just cooks it in a hotel bathroom. He claims that no hotels are like harmed in it. And chatting with Euban, we talked about it a little bit. He's in the hotel biz. He's like, I charge that motherfucker two or three nights. Like, it is rough. So that's what I'm just kind of curious. Like, is there one that just kind of stands out with you guys where you're like, I would fucking hate to have landed in that? Like, because I, you know, if you hate it, why continually do it? I know likes and views and probably some money, but fuck.
Original comedy skits. Mm. I'm not going to lie to you. It's fucking horrible. Because coming up with the content, you know, I work a full-time job, right? Like for anybody else, like if all you do is content creation and you're like a stand-up comedian or a comedy writer, like, and that's like your thing, then it's, I don't see it being a problem. But for somebody like me, who I came up with a couple of different ideas because they were like spur of the moment, and I could make them last maybe about 10, 15 videos. Once you run out of that, it's gone. Like until you get that motivation or that spur of the moment idea again. But in order to create any other type of content, nobody gives a shit. All I ever hear is, "Oh, I was expecting a pan," or "When are you going to bring these back?" And you're like, "Motherfucker!" Like, you have no idea how hard it is to try to write that shit to where it's a free flowing script that is well done.
Not only write it, but then you got to edit it. And I don't think a lot of people realize the editing behind it when you guys are doing yours and timing the sounds, timing the hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love when you post the bloopers. It's like, it took 10, 12, 20. Like, you're seeing this in 30 to 60 seconds. This shit took forever. And like, I, you know, some people appreciate it. I'm not obviously an editor or do a lot of editing, but I can appreciate good content that takes time and why it's not put out every fucking day.
Dan, I felt bad for Dan's original niche that really got him kind of noticed, which was he would pull other people's videos, stitch himself into them, have to put in his own like words and things like that, and do this constant back and forth.
I still do that once in a while.
Yeah, but the editing on that, like, that's like, he and I one day were talking about that editing process. He's like, yeah, I do this and this, and then he's got to color grade it to try to make it I was like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, not only that, but if the person has music in the background and I really want, like, how do I talk in between the music of what the person's saying, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's just a voiceover. They're just lip syncing most of the time, right? But to try,
that's what they used to do on TikTok.
Yeah.
Now it's buy this. Can you believe this camera stand? Can you believe that this?
Right. But I probably should start editing those the people that are selling shit and just kind of fuck with them.
That would be hilarious. God, that's a fucking brilliant idea. Thanks, yeah. Dan.
Imagine if you link it to
you
your
give
store.
Me content I can steal now.
And then imagine right if you link that same product to your store, and it's that's TikTok, the one Toby. That goes viral.
Oh God, wouldn't that be great?
Oh yeah.
Or link it to something else, like a counter object of the one.
Yeah,
I'm drawing a blank of what it could be, but like, say it's, you know, a can opener, but then you're linking it to the actual can or something like that, or this product sucks so bad, go get yourself a bidet, or I don't know. That's a brilliant. That's funny.
Just a series of Dan and I sitting back, like talking to each other, and somebody goes, "Oh my God, guys, you won't believe what I found in the TikTok shop," and we both stop and look over. We're like, "What the fuck is going on right now?" Is it? Right. Did you invite her? And Dan's like, "I thought she was your friend." Like, we just keep going, but we haven't linked on ours. And people are like, "These are the TikTok shop commercials I want to see."
Right. Exactly. I won't take off though. My eyes are too narrow. So
he is very. I have little eyes. Dan has bulging eyes. You just can't tell.
I do. So on Heretical Dan, right? I did videos where I was like, kind of mocking Christian belief systems, but I do it in really over the top way. So I have my eyes like really wide. Hey Christians, you know, and people would not really like, obviously the Christian trolls would be coming at me, but the other side would be like, what is going on with your eyes, man? Mm-hmm. Can you just blink? And obviously I'm not blinking in any of the videos, but I would have like kind of the 1950s commercial music in the background, you know? So, and that reminded me of like Ren and Stimpy. And that's the reason why I did that. And those videos did fairly well. I got some pretty good, but even if I like, and I probably should do this just to fuck with the Christians even more. If I like said something that was totally off, and I did at the time, I thought it was possibly true. I just did it. They freaked out. Like, they just freaked out because it was just such an outrageous claim that got the most views.
Oh. Yeah.
And I probably should just do that again.
I just realized what it is about Dan that has always thrown me off. Your face is non-proportional.
No, it's not.
Your eyes are big and bulgy, but mm-hmm. you have the smallest mouth on the face of the planet. It's like you wake up in the morning and put Preparation H on your lips and then go out for the day.
So it's like I didn't think my mouth was that small.
Like, do this, Dan. Go like this again. See? Look, see it? It's like super tiny. It's like a tiny little smile mouth on a big face.
And the cheeks enhance it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't really see my does. Face, so I'm not one to talk. I mean, I don't really have structure on my face anymore. I have a nose.
I'm still not exactly sure that Matt has an upper lip.
No, it's not beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird to see, right?
Yeah,
and I love it when I smile. It looks
I wasn't
like,
ready for that.
And when I smile, it looks like I'm missing teeth. That's pretty sweet. I look like a hockey player. I look like Brent Burns now a little bit. Minus the ability to skate or play hockey.
Dude,
or
did
have
you
the
see...
money for dental.
Okay. So, did you see that the... God damn it. I wish I could remember. It's like McKellum or something like that. The female, they were doing the all-star like break or whatever. And she did a 14.97 full rink skate.
No, I didn't see that.
14.97 second full rink skate. I was like, holy shit. Flying. That is
wow.
flying.
That is.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys watched it, but I was talking to a guy from Canada. So naturally, they love hockey. I think they have to love hockey. I think when they're born, they sign it on their birth certificate. Yes, I promise to learn how to skate and love hockey and eat poutine. But they said that the All-Star stuff was like boring. It was one of the worst ones ever. And it was in Toronto. And how they it just the crowd looked at it and everybody just kind of looked and it's like these guys weren't really trying. And I know sometimes they make it look effortless. So I asked him, he's like, no, like you legit. And the crowds were booing because they just seemed like they didn't give a shit. And like I said, I don't know if you guys saw it. I didn't get a chance to watch any of it this weekend, but That's frustrating, I would imagine, for the Torontoians.
I've got every time I talk about hockey, there's always somebody inevitably that says, "Oh, I've always wanted to get into watching hockey." I'm going to tell you right now, if you're one of those people, that's one of the three people that's watching this. If you're that person saying, "Man, I've always wanted to get into watching hockey," watch during the playoffs. If you've never watched hockey before, start with NHL playoffs, because it's exciting. It's fast. Nobody cares about that team. It's exciting. It's fast paced. That's how you want to get introduced to hockey, because it's like the best equivalent I could give you. It's the drug user shooting heroin for the first time. Because from that moment on, you're constantly looking for that adrenaline rush of that pacing and everything like that. That's where
first round too. First round is more intense, but you start getting game sevens and everything like that. Then they're getting tired a little bit more. They're getting beat up. Guys are skating around with broken feet and broken this and half their jaw hanging down, and they play through it, unlike NBA players where it's like, "Oh, I have a hangnail. I need to take 6 days off." But and I was looking last night. We actually got to hang out with Logan a little bit yesterday. We were having a couple of beers in his kitchen, and I was a little not annoyed, not mad or whatever, but they changed the North Carolina Duke game, which Carolina was winning pretty big, to watch Caitlin Clark, because she's in the run to break the ultimate or the all-time scoring record. She was like 100 and something away. Not going to happen in one day. So we're watching that, but on the bottom, which she is fucking impressive. I don't know if you guys watch basketball or not, but she is unbelievable.
No.
She's shooting shots. Like, I'm sure you've seen highlights of like Steph Curry hitting threes like 6 foot behind the line.
Yeah.
She does this. Like, she is so unbelievably athletic and just smooth. Scores like 30, 40 points a game, whatever. But of course, on the bottom, LeBron James doesn't know if he'll play one more year. If he plays one more year, he's set to make $54.1 million.
Wow.
Why would you not play one more goddamn year? He sits out 20, 30 games probably a year. $54 million.
Well, it's like, who was it? I want to say wasn't it Daniel Tosh was doing a stand up and he was talking about people bitching that Brett, what's his name? Fucking Green Bay Packer quarterback. Help me out with this. Brett Favre. Brett Favre was going to retire, and he was talking about people, or no, that he was staying in, and people were like, he needs to retire. And he's like, for what? He goes, I'll play one more year. I mean, even if I'm a backup, what's a backup making? For me, 21 million? Yeah, I'll do that. Next year, I'm just going to be, I'll be the third stringer. What's that? League minimum? $250,000 a year? Yeah, I'll do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like,
why not? Even if he doesn't play, his name alone will draw ticket sales. He doesn't have to, he could play half a game and the crowd will still be happy. And he's walking away with $51 million.
Yeah, it looks like you said Brett Favre should retire. Are you out of your mind? He makes $12 million a year to play a game. Yeah, I'm going to keep playing. Yeah. Hey, Brett, the world thinks you should retire. You said $12 million, right? Yeah, they go fuck themselves. I would never quit. Are you kidding me? What about 4 years? He's not good enough to be a starter, but you can be a backup. And you know what that pays? About $4 to $5 million. Oh, yep, I'm going to do that. How about 10 years? Not good enough to be a backup. He can be on a practice squad. You know what that pays? About $850,000. Yep, I'm going to do that as well. Play forever. You know, 70 years old. You want me to return a punt or something? You know, maybe I explode and die on the field with some honor.
Yeah. That's what it was like. I remember hearing that and going, fuck yeah, you know what? Like, you get surprised when people are like, yeah, I'm just gonna retire. Dude, like, you could literally be, you have somebody like Tom Brady or Brett Favre or Drew Brees who could stay employed by that team to literally be there to coach the younger quarterbacks into the system. Right. Like, get them used to that team system. But instead, what do you have? You usually have a guy that retires. They get another quarterback from another team who's not used to the system. And then people bitch about how that team's not as good as it was with the old quarterback.
Yeah.
Fucking keep it. Bro, I'd be like, all right, we'll put you in what we call the retirement status position, where you're still here. You're still, you know, we'll have you dressed up in the case that, you know, somebody gets injured and we absolutely need you. Or if nothing else, you do it like you would do, like if a really good running back is, you know, they're injured, but all of a sudden you see them come in the game and you're like, shit, is that fucker going to run the ball? And everybody gets nervous. So what do they do? They're going to focus on that guy. Play goes a completely different direction, right? Mm-hmm. But just have him be there to be a consultant for, to get the new quarterback that's there on the team or a rookie that you just got.
That's a great idea.
Do nothing but work with them.
Skim the Bobby Bonilla type contract. Say, hey, we're going to sign you 25 years. You're going to get like $1 million a year, and you'll just get that for 25 years. You, if you're not playing, even if you're not a part of football, you're still going to get that. Yeah. Defer that money.
I'd like to get that with TikTok, right? Like just get some sort of contract deal with TikTok. Hey, we're going to pay you this over the next 5 years. I'd be like, I want a clause in there that if you guys delete my account, I still get paid.
So I think the reason why people were wanting Brett Favre to retire was more some of the things that he was saying. I don't remember all the things. I just remember being people being pissed off more at what he was communicating, right? And ultimately, like that's just what happens. I think, you know, the quarterback's been there for a long time and he's got some experience. And then, you know, people see that as like, oh, you're just trying to coach the team. You got to stay in your place. There might be a little bit of a thing to that, but at the same time, it just, I think people just get huffy and puffy about when the quarterback goes too far as they age, you know. But it's like, hey, they got some experience. You should probably listen to them a little bit.
You would think.
No.
I mean, that kind of goes with anything. There's all sorts of kind of old time people. And almost anything that's like, I'm not going to listen to that goddamn person. What the hell do they know? Well, they've been around and seen some shit. So I'm pretty sure they know a little bit more about, maybe they might not know as much about this or that, but that goes with anything.
Yeah. Christ, you just described my fucking marriage. I can't go a day without at some point in time, my wife looking at me going, what? Hey, I know what I'm doing. All right. She's like, do you though? Probably not. Probably not.
I'm pretty sure.
But I did build a wall.
You did.
Oh, the squirrel's
love the
mad.
Name of it too.
Yeah, the piggy prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That thing caught, like, okay. So I made an estimate. This is one of those situations where I know what the fuck I'm talking about, right? I looked at what she wanted to do, and I'm kind of looking at the wall, and I'm kind of playing everything in my head. I'm like, this is going to cost about $300. We left Lowe's yesterday. So we left Lowe's yesterday morning at like 10 in the morning with all the stuff. $287.
Ooh, nice. That's good prices, right? That's
$287. That's and then over the course of the next 10 hours, I'm measuring, cutting up lumber, finally get everything in. I don't even think we really started assembling it until probably 7 o'clock, probably 6 or 7 o'clock.
Man, that's a day.
And there was a couple of, dude, I will say this. I made the mistake of mismeasuring a couple of times.
Mm.
But what's the one, if you're going to mismeasure, what's the way you want to mismeasure?
Not short.
Not short.
I cut long.
Okay. Yeah.
So on nice. one thing I cut long by 1 inch on 3 boards. So all I had to do is take those 3 boards and cut an inch off.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And the other, nice. And the other two, I mismeasured by, I think it was a quarter of an inch or a half an inch.
It's not bad.
Golden.
Not bad.
Golden. Golden. Bro, that thing can support all three of us on any of those ledges.
No shit.
It's
Pig
solid.
Prison. Did you know nice. Pig Prison was a level in Angry Birds?
What?
It was a level in Angry Birds.
It's a level of the Cobalt Plateaus in Angry Birds, according to Google. I've never played Angry Birds.
I know you guys can't hear him, but my squirrel is growling at me right now.
Oh, shit.
I heard.
Can you hear him back there?
I did.
Yeah. Hold on.
I just thought it was one of your chickens.
No, he's angry. So so unfortunately for him, because of all the building and everything I had to do yesterday, he did not come out all day yesterday. We also forgot to feed him.
Damn.
So he was a little out of pocket today when I let him out.
Man, you got squirrel prison, pig prison. I think you have a fun little app game that needs to be created. Different levels of different animals escaping prison. You could call one of them Michael. You could call one of them
Animal Escape.
Animal Escape.
Navigating Toby's house. You make it virtual reality. Just have things randomly trip you as you're walking because you're not paying attention to which animal might be in front of you. Every once in a while you hear just this weird squawk from the smallest little fluffy Nerf ball of a chicken that you didn't realize was walking around. You're like, oh, God.
But then you got to be careful if the raccoon or something like that tries to help you, because you're like, oh, look, he's on my team. And then he opens the door and then tries to eat you, and you got to escape that as well.
Bro, so we got two raccoons. We have two raccoons right now that are terrorizing my yard. And they were both out last night. I've got the traps out. One of them went in the trap, watched it. I watched the whole video. It slammed and it kind of like looked at it and it's like, huh. Looking around. Finally, it just walks over to the door, puts its head all the way down towards the bottom corner of the door and just goes, guh, and slams it up and walks out. I'm like, mother.
Wow.
See, and I saw smart. The day in the bar is bent. Like that dude put some pressure on that thing to bend it.
Raccoons are part of the bear family.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not kidding. Everybody mistakes them for like a rodent. They're not a rodent. They're part of the bear family.
Raccoons and bears belong.
If I'm wrong, I might owe you some money, but I'm pretty damn sure I'm right on that one.
Of carnivore mammals, but they are not small bears.
They're not small bears. They're just they're like a
red panda to the panda family.
I guess maybe.
I mean, so then,
they're like course, the distant relative. Distant
Do
relative.
Red pandas not look like raccoons, Dan? Do red pandas look like raccoons?
Pandas. I mean, I think they're a little bit.
Okay, so listen to this. Raccoons are part of the family that I cannot say pros. I'm not even going to try to, but which also includes the ringtail cat and probably the red panda. There are 7 species of raccoons in North America and 25 subspecies, and their weight is from 12 to 35 pounds. Females are smaller than males.
I'm going
to
make my mouth Dan-sized.
Interesting. Procyonoidae? Right. Oh, that's a hard word to say.
See, Angel, I am right about shit.
I mean, verification.
You are kind of a walking Google. That's why people ask you questions all the time.
Dude, did I tell you what my kid said the other day? So he'd gotten used to like texting his mom and then me just texting him from my phone when she's like, Peyton's like, I'd see the wife's face get weird and I'd be like, what? And she would like, Peyton's asking this. So I would just immediately text him the answer. So then he started texting mom, knowing that I would see it and then I would answer. And then he just started texting me and like the wife would see it. And then she'd send an answer. She's like, I don't know. Or it would like be in a group chat and he would ask a question and she'd be like, oh, I don't know. And I'd immediately answer back. I was like, that was me. And he's like, I know. That's why I asked you. So he came walking in the kitchen the other day and I'm not really paying attention, but all of a sudden I hear, hey, Google. And I was like, the fuck is he doing? We have a Google Dot, but it's like in our bedroom. We listen to it for ambient noise while we sleep. And then he says it again. Hey, Google. And I was like, dude, it's called an Alexa. He goes, I'm talking to you. I was like, what? And he asked me a question. I was like, oh, it's this. He's like, that's why I said it.
You should buy Tobiit.com instead of Google it, Tobiit. And then people can go there, ask you a question. And then you can just filter answers and even AI will do it. Tobiit.com is available, just to let you know. I put in Ask Toby, not available. HeyToby.com is actually for sale, but it's $1,500.
Of course it
maybe
is.
Maybe we start a GoFundMe or something. But hey, just an idea. Tobiit.com. And then you guys can ask Toby all sorts of questions. Why Google it when you can Toby it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to give you an answer. Yeah, I'm going to give you an answer. But be prepared. Not every answer is going to necessarily match the question given.
And that's the beauty of Toby in it.
Mm. And there might be a bit of a roast in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's free.
Depending upon how stupid the question is, because against popular belief, there is a such thing as a stupid question.
Oh, for sure.
If social media teaches you anything, it is stupid questions do exist and they are thriving.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
It stands like, yeah, it's unfortunate. It's like,
I did always hate that. There's no dumb questions. The fuck there isn't. Come right. on. Nobody teachers I love any probably. Question,
I love any question that starts with no offense. Fucking here we go. It's like saying, I'm a good Christian. The next thing coming out of your mouth is going to be the least Christian thing that you could imagine. Mm-hmm. I'm not racist, but probably want to stop right there, buddy. I'm going to assure you, don't say this around anybody that's not your skin tone, whatever you're getting ready to say.
All right. Let me go get my shovel for you. You can borrow it. You're going to dig your own grave.
One of the kids is always like, I'm not trying to be mean, but what? And then they'll say it and they'll be like, yeah, that was pretty mean, wasn't it? That's, I mean, it wasn't nice, but I'm not going to cry myself to sleep. The youngest, she's 7, got slapped by a boy in class the other day. And I was like, did you throat punch him? No, the teacher got there really quickly and this and that. I mean, like left a little bit of a bruise. And I'm like, oh, So all weekend, I'm like, come on, we are training. We are going to do this. And of course the wife's like, no, we don't need this. And I'm like,
bro,
if somebody slaps her, what's she supposed to do? Just sit there and be like, teacher. Cause then the teacher's not always going to be there.
Right.
Nah, fam. Hey, listen, I got the perfect solution. I got that boxing hit trainer that I didn't add for. Send it on over. Let her just fucking. She'll get speed, accuracy, fucking power, all of it.
And she's a southpaw too. So they'll never see it coming.
He'll never see it coming.
I put on, I was like, you're eating breakfast. I'm going to get out here and record. You are watching Rocky, and that's what you're going to watch for the day. So I'm expecting
you're going to watch. You're going to watch Rocky. You're going to watch Warrior. You're going to watch Gladiator. Like all of these, like you're watching all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm expecting to get hit today at some point.
Let's get her into a fight club.
Speaking of that, like that punching thing, what is it? What's it called?
It's just a boxing hit trainer.
Okay. I mean, with all the videos that Angel has done with you hitting with the pan, I've never been so intimidated by her. When I saw her in that video, like punching that thing, I'm like, God damn.
Oh, bro. And her, she was dead on time on that thing, too. I was like,
I know. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I told her, I'll start it. You just start hitting it and I'll start filming after you've already started hitting it so that it looks like, and I just hear this do, 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 do. I was like, what the fuck? I look over and she is dead on and just alternating, just boom, 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 boom. And I was like, oh,
I'm scared, but I'm hard at the same point.
I was like, I bought the wrong thing.
It was cool. It was really cool.
There's so many people. And the best compliment you could get, and not to get all the way back into the whole TikTok thing, but the best compliment you could get doing a TikTok shop ad is somebody going, now this is the type of ad I don't mind watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like this one, that thing looks really cool. I want to get it. But two, I didn't feel like I was watching an ad.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah, you don't want to feel like you're watching an ad. You want to just relatable content, something fun. So, like, that's what ads should be.
When I originally sent that to the company for review and approval of them to be like, yep, this is good. This is, you know, you can go ahead and post that.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, they were like, well, they're like, it's not really what we're looking for. Like, we were looking for you more like to do like an informative type thing. I was mm-hmm. like, well, first of all, you never gave me any information on how you wanted the video or anything. You just sent the thing and said, hey, this is the stipulation is, you know, 1 minute long, whatever. I was like, okay. All right. So I was like, I can incorporate this into our type of content, which is comedy and making Angel look like she's been training up. So I posted it. Now, for them to use it as an ad, it stayed in review on their end. And they came back and said, well, you know, we're not really sure if that's, you know, kind of like the ad that we're looking for. I said, I need you to go to the comment section of that video that's on my page. Go through the comment section. I said, the number of people that are commenting saying, this is the type of TikTok ad I want to see, you know, now, you know, I didn't realize I was watching an ad. That's refreshing, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff. And they, as they came back, and they were like, wow. I was like, people don't want to see an infomercial.
Yeah.
Especially if you're talking about very specific creators. I'm like, I deny a lot of stuff because people are like, oh, if a company comes to me and says, we've been watching your content and we're in love with it and we think you'd be perfect for this, I'm immediately blocking that company because it's usually followed by, we have these purses or we have this makeup that we'd like you to promote. I'm like, what the fuck? Do you even know? So I started telling people, I'm like, I'm a single 48 year old man. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. Or they'll send me a brush. And all it takes is a split second to go to my content and see I have hair. Mm-hmm. Right. But I respond back with, I'm bald. Is this intentionally trying to insult me? And they'll be like, oh my, no insult intended. We're so sorry. But I love throwing it back into these fucking companies' faces.
That's great.
Yeah. Most of them are just using AI and they're just coming up with an email and finding a list and shoo.
Yeah. Mm. So, oh, to get back to it, Peyton, so you feel free to ask Angel. The entire time that we're building this wall last night, apparently was the sign for Peyton to roast me for the last 22 years of being roasted himself because it was nonstop. I couldn't say something. At one point in time, I was like, where did we put the tape measure? He goes, your mom's house. I was like, I heard, but he said it so quietly. He was like, your mom's house. I was like, I heard that. And he just he just looks up. He's like, what? But then he would keep saying shit like, you know, like I'd have to get down towards the ground. So I'd, you know, do that old, I'm almost 49, right? Like I didn't take care of my body while I was in the military. So when I move, I make noises. I'm like, and Peyton's like, you good over there? Like, do you, I, at any point in time, I can get a walker and get you some water therapy. I'm like, dude, listen. And the wife is just sitting back listening to me get roasted for like 4 straight hours from this bastard. And she's just dying laughing. I'm like, you know, you can help out. She goes, oh, no, I'm not going to subject myself to that.
Yeah, I'd probably want to be neutral on that one as well. That could turn quickly.
Yeah, I was putting up this sports kids thing for the inside, mm-hmm. Our basement. And, you know, my son was helping me and he was like, you know, I make noises when I get up as well. And he's like, you all right? It's just like as serious as possible. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Okay. Well, the noise you made. It's, like, I'm not dying.
It's the worst, man. Like our kids definitely know how to cut us without realizing that they're cutting us, but they still know. Mm-hmm. Like Peyton will ask some shit. Like I'll come around the corner. He's like, oh, you look like hell today. You good? I was like, I look like this every day. He goes, right.
Asshole.
If you must know, I'm not doing okay.
Jesus. Last night I was at Logan's house and they had one of those indoor basketball pop shots or whatever, like the two side by side with the things where you shoot the baskets. And of course, all the kids are down in the basement, you know, doing that, having a Nerf war and everything. And then they start to get tired and we're upstairs just kind of hanging out. And the next thing you know, all the adults are downstairs playing that. And all the kids are upstairs just kind of like hanging out, watching a movie. And it was just so, I don't know what it is, but like they were like bragging about their record. And I was like, I got to destroy it. So I grabbed my buddy Nate. I'm like, come on, man. Because you can do team or individual. And we shattered. We almost doubled their record last night. And I'm like, well, it's funny how I can be competitive in some things. Like, I'm not going to go play basketball, but if I can play the arcade basketball, that's good for me. I'm not going to go run up and down the court like we talked about the other day. I'm not in shape for that. If you give me an arcade game, I'm fucking going all in.
Bro, you want to see my competitive side? Put me up against a kid. Dodgeball, video games, I don't give a shit. I want to destroy that child's ego so bad. It's everything within me is like, make that child cry. Like, beat this kid so bad that they don't ever want to do it again. And I understand some people are going to look at me and be like, that's unhealthy. No, it's not. So I was raised in a household, and Matt knows, I've played pretty much every sport. Like, my dad forced me into like every sport because didn't want to accept the whole ADHD thing. Wouldn't get me tested. He's like, I got a way to get all this energy out of him. So at no point in time was I ever not in a sport. Right.
Yeah.
The only sport I never played, soccer. That was the only one. Literally. My brother and sister played. I asked to play and he's like, no. I'm like, yeah, because of all the sports that could wear me out, soccer, not even close. Right. Like, going to have pent up energy after that every day.
Well, they would have been like, Toby, you're the goalie. Actually, no, you weren't probably, no offense, tall enough to play goalie. So
no, you're not wrong. I mean, 5 foot six. Midfield. There's a reason I played one season of basketball because I got tired of getting ready to go up for a shot and watching somebody just go. But
you okay, bud?
Like, bro, wiffle ball out back. Like, dude, you name the thing that the kid wants to play. I'll wreck him. Like, we used to play, me and a buddy of mine from the military, Joseph, when Joseph and Peyton were younger, and we had the Xbox 360, and we're sitting there playing, you know, we're like Halo 3. We're doing 4-on-4, right? Playing Halo.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy Brandon just wrecking the kids. Just, I mean, we're getting each other at the same time, but the kids are just getting wrecked. And they're like, you know, when kids get to that point where they're playing video games and they just kind of, they're still playing, but they're tears in the eyes and they're like, I'm like, what is your problem? I just want to win. Listen, wins aren't just handed out, man. That's not this house. Like, you're going to, I'm playing this way. I'm going to play the best that I can so that you learn to play the best that you can and get better at it.
I'm pretty much like, the same way.
Yeah, dude, you throw up one of those little Fisher Price basketball hoops?
Yeah, the hoops Dikembe in my range? Motherfucker.
Yeah, hoops at shoulder level for me. Stop it. Sure, I'll go to my knees, but think I'm not going
like me.
Yeah, I'll go to my knees, but think I'm not going to push you out all the way to that hoop and fucking jam it down on you, kid. Forget it.
Yeah,
I'm ruthless.
You might be able to outlast me.
Competition with children.
And what age do you think, though, is maybe specifically with the, I guess, video games, do you start to be like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to be so cocky playing this kid, because they're getting better at some shit. Like, they kind of were hinting around playing FIFA. I played a lot of FIFA in the day, but I haven't played in so many years. And the kid was, like, pretty cocky. And I'm like, you know what? It would not be. Like, at that point, like, it's it's not a win for me at that point, because if he beats me, I am just never hearing the end of it. And if I beat him, it's like, yeah, I beat him. He's a second grader, probably.
There needs to be stages, right? So that the early game, when they first ever start playing video games, that's you teach them, right? Mm-hmm. And you give them some time to learn the game. Once you feel like you have them play a little bit of single play, you show them how the game works. You kind of show them, like, by watching, and then it's a crawl, walk, run kind of thing. So then you have them play the single player campaign so they can kind of really get used to the controls and everything. And then you let them challenge you to, like, the multiplayer. Once you get challenged, that's it. Now it's full on. You feel confident enough that you want to play. Now, don't get upset if you lose. Losing is part of life, and that's how you get better. You understand the mistakes that you made, or you see what you need to improve on. Maybe you just need to learn the map better, whatever it is. But I'll tell you right now, and Dan knows this, if my kids were like, Dad, I'll take you on fucking Mario Kart, I'm like, dude, I am a Rainbow Road veteran. I will fuck you up in Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're a child or an adult. I'll take you out.
100%. Yep.
Damn. Yeah, I was the same way with my kids with Mario Kart 2. Until my 6-year-old Zeke started doing better than me. I'm like, fuck you.
I've never been beat by Mario Kart. Remember we were going to have Mario Kart? We were all going to get together and play it. We should still try to do that one of these days.
Well, we were doing it.
I haven't played an adult in a long time versus it. So, like, I'm confident, like, very confident. But I know the minute I start playing people that are, like, my brother, every once in a while, he's like, you want to play? And I'm like, fuck yeah. And he's with my little brother. So I'm like, there's no way I'm going to lose to this guy. And every once in a while, like, he beats me and I'm proud of him and everything. But the kids, they just, especially when they put the AI shit on and I try to tell them, like, you have to turn that off. It's slowing you up. Like, fall off the track and get going again. Like, just get better. That's slowing you up every time. They don't listen. They know everything.
So Dan and I and Burr had a thing going where we were playing, like, every other weekend on Sunday. And that just kind of fell off. I'm assuming it fell off not because they got busy or they forgot. It was because I was kicking their ass so consistently. I think it just wasn't fun for them anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think they were waiting to, like, for me to switch up the game. Like, maybe they wanted to play Mario Party, something that's truly on chance that it doesn't require skill to win.
Yeah, kind of like you when you're playing, you know, A Way Out with the baseball part.
Listen,
you know,
it's your only thing.
You didn't play.
It's your only thing that you've got. It's your only thing that you've got right now.
I'm gonna fucking use it.
I mean, that was the time
I was fucking horrible.
You know what game I used to love that I think came for free? I'm gonna try to look it up. I think it was called Fusion Frenzy. I think it came free with one of the Xboxes. Do you guys remember playing that or seeing that at all?
Was that the one that was very similar to, like, what was it, like, Zero G or whatever they called it on the?
It had all these little mini games. Let's see if we can bring this up. Dude, it was so much fun. Me and a buddy would play this for far too long, and it's just, like I said, it's a bunch of mini games. I don't know.
Jesus.
Fusion Frenzy!
It's like, you mentioned free games, and it immediately reminded me of the... Remember the Burger King sneak game that came out?
So you obviously pick your character, and then you start getting into these little... Let's see if we can jump to some games. So just different games like this. And it's just simple, like, jump, ducks, stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. They've now taken games like this and just incorporated them into, like, Pummel Party and Mario Party. Jesus Christ, slow down there, green guy. Oh, God.
Right. But obviously, you could get four players, and then
just
the other
like
ones
would
be
an obstacle course.
And this is just one of the different games, but this one, obviously, you just here, last man standing, and then you get points per rank. So if you're first, you're here, second, third, and you do, like, little tournaments and stuff. And you have all these different little games. We would play this for hours. It was so goddamn fun.
Well, you can turn that off, Matt. Jesus Christ.
Love.
It's allowed.
But I think that's the appeal of games like Pummel Party and Mario Party, is because they have the little mini games just like that in between, like, this, every time somebody gets a round of turns.
Reminds me of Fall Guy a little bit.
Yeah, it's. I mean, Fall Guy is essentially that advanced. What you just saw.
Well, and like I said, like this is another. I have the volume down. Sorry, that was loud. But you know, like just another little different game where you're in this little cage, and you just have to push and not go off the middle. You know what I mean? Just
that is that's legitimately a Mario Party fucking stage game right there.
Yeah. Because and this was on the Xbox One. So whenever that was out.
Oh, they do that. Well, they have that same type of stage on Fall Guy too, don't they, Dan? Where you're like on the little pedestal and you got to knock each other off or whatever it was.
That came out in 2001.
Yeah, you got to get past level one in order to see it. So
shit.
2001. It had 45 different mini games in it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was fun. I might try to find an emulator and play the shit out of that later.
I gotta get back to playing my poker game. So
which one's that?
One of my favorite poker games that unfortunately no longer exists on Xbox. Was Full House Poker. And you use your own emoji and like everybody had like a 3D character and everything and like the tables were. It was really cool. You could do little chip tricks and stuff while you were playing. And it was really well done. But eventually it just kind of fucking went away. Now there's another one that I've got that I got to figure out. I got to figure out the name of, but I do still have it. I just got to figure out the name so I can let you guys know.
Because be
I do
believe it's VR multiplayer. Headset.
Yeah, there's, I got that one, but it's
not as good.
Yeah. I'm not as much in the VR world as other people are. Like, I enjoy it for a little bit, and then I'm like, all right, that's enough. I think maybe because every time I finish, I have, like, a headache.
Did not get into it. It was too... Yeah, I went to my brother-in-law's, and he has it. And I tried it on, and, like, right away, I'm like, I feel like I'm going to fucking fall down. Like, it's just, like I really feel like this is just too real for me right now.
Yeah, it is disorienting. It is disorienting. What gets me, like the hardest thing for me in VR is if I can't walk around, like it's easier because if I can walk around, like if I had a large enough space that it could do it and I could freely walk around, I'd be fine. But it's when I have to stand still and like use the joystick on the controller to have it move. As soon as I do it, I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
like it's almost like you're standing still and the floor starts moving.
Right. Yeah. So they're actually have created a mat where you can just walk and it'll keep you in place.
Yeah.
Smart.
It's really cool.
But the biggest problem with VR, most VR sets, like except for the really advanced ones, but like a Quest 2, if I walk in place, I'm not moving on the screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I need something that as I'm walking, it moves me.
Right.
Without me having a joystick toggle or anything like that. But I've seen, you're talking about that like little blue mat that Disney, wasn't it Disney created?
Yeah, I think it's Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we don't know what we're going to use it for yet. I'm like, fucking what?
Right.
Like, send it to me. I'll use it for TikTok videos for fuck's sake.
Exactly.
No more doing the fake walk. Like, damn, how do you make it look so realistic? I'm fucking walking.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I'd probably use it so I don't have to go out for a walk.
That's the TikTok shop item I need somebody, if it exists. So they've got those walking mats. That's just kind of like it's just a flat thing, but it's essentially a walking treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
That just goes off of your own as you're stepping. It just kind of you just walk it in place.
Yep.
Let somebody on the TikTok shop approach me with that. I can already come up with a video for that where I say something smart ass and I go to try to run away and I'm in place.
Yeah.
And Angel just walks up behind me. She's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, and I look down. And it's just me walking on this mat. And I'm like, shit. And then it.
put one in pig prison and see if the pig will walk on it.
Oh God!
It looked like one of those cartoon characters where they're running in place, kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get great. the Barney Rubble sound.
Hell yeah!
All right. Well,
looked at the clock for the first time, and look at that. 1 whole hour. That was awesome. Dan, appreciate you joining us. Toby, obviously, appreciate you as well. This is fun. Make sure you guys check them out on all the social medias. And, yeah, that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
I got nothing. I got to figure out why my squirrel's so angry.
Still pissed from yesterday, I mean.
All right. Ready to cue the outro.
Cool. If only I had one. So,
that's why I said it.
Yep. All right. Cue the outro. No, but all kidding aside, if you're still listening to this for whatever reason, we appreciate the hell out of you. And we'll be back next week for Trigger Toby Tuesday. We'll see if we can get him going a little bit more. But Dan, appreciate the hell out of you. And everybody listen, keep your sticks on the ice is what they say up in hockey country. And
thanks for having me.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Town Podcast is a podcast that features your town's dark, wild, and sometimes unbelievable past that will have you thinking there is no way that really happened here.
Matt, Meg, and Zach dust off the books and hit the streets and the occasional nursing home to unveil your town's past.
From small towns to where we live to big cities before they were what they are today, this is your town, your stories.
Hey, this is Ron. Do you like movies?
Hey, this is Ragnar. Y'all like alcohol?
Hey guys, this is Stu. Do you like punishments?
Hey, this is Goot. Do you like cinephiles?
Hey everybody, I'm Chase. Do you guys like alcohol poisoning?
If you like all of that, then check us out at Barrel Age Flicks. We're on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms out there.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dylan.
And I'm Cameron.
And we're the hosts of Barstool Film School, a conversational comedy podcast about the very best Marvel movies. You know, the ones that are like perfect to watch when you're hanging out in a bar with friends. Now, I'm a writer and a film school washout.
And I'm a bar owner.
So we ought to know what we're talking about.
You would hope.
Tune in every other week, wherever you get your pods, as we take on a new flick.
And we will pair those flicks with some cocktails.
To see if they pass the bar. Now, what do you say, Cam? Shall we pour ourselves another round?
Let's do it.
All right.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.